Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and hello. We are without Courtney this morning. She is homesick and hopefully back tomorrow, minus the potential for some kind of a second day rapture or something like that. We are not, the show not on Twitch, the whole station shadow banned on Twitch. No idea when we will be back on Twitch, but we are up and at 'em on YouTube this morning. So if you are someone who chooses to watch this show, then you can do that on YouTube. And interesting, the two very different experiences, I feel like. Shime, you back me up as a sometimes gamer, sometimes Twitch gamer. Two different experiences, YouTube and Twitch.
The very chats, much so. YouTube can kind of be the wild, wild west sometimes.
Oh, my God. It
gets a little frisky in there.
It's dangerous in that chat.
Yeah, watch. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, but... I don't know why we don't know, why Ken has not been able to ascertain why we were kicked off. I don't know who did what. I don't know if I should be asking Adam Jones or Rich Keefe. I asked them yesterday. They were talking about, they did some sort of a turds of the game segment. Maybe that's what it was. I have no idea. I don't know what led. I have no idea what led to it. I have no idea.
I'm sure Ken's getting to the bottom of it.
So we welcome you to YouTube, and this show on YouTube every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you need a diamond or you need a gift, you want to get somebody a beautiful necklace or a bracelet, or you want to reward yourself for your success with a beautiful timepiece, go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we were in the middle of Leeds, and here is one from Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. So, you know, I'm not always right. I don't even know if I'm often right. But when things are too easily simplistic, when things fit too nicely, I always smell a rat. And Christian Gonzalez, on the first rep of the first padded 11-on-11 practice at training camp, came down with a hamstring injury. Now it's one of the longest hamstring injuries in the history of man. And Albert Breer went on NBC Sports Boston last night and had this to say.
Like, what I found is there wasn't a setback, which I think almost makes it worse. And I know their full expectation when he got hurt at the end of July was that he was going to be ready for week one. But even more recently, like, they could have put him on IR before week one, right? Like, I'm talking about the week of week one. They could have put him on IR and shelved him for the first 4 weeks. If he misses this game, now we're at 4 weeks, which means he's not just behind schedule for where they thought he would be in July. He's behind schedule for where they thought he would be at the beginning of September.
So the heat is building. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't believe that Mike Vrabel's job is in jeopardy. I don't think Robert Kraft wants to pay three people to coach the Patriots. but this is the beginning of the team finally saying, we've gone out of our way to be patient, to preach that you are working your butt off behind the scenes. We've done our best. Christian Gonzalez going on a national, what was it, NFL Network last week, Shime?
Good Morning Football.
Right. So, good morning, football. That's what I say when I wake up. But mm-hmm. I also, it struck me a little bit like how Diggs went on with Kay Adams or Diana Rossini.
Yeah.
It just was odd. This is not normal. The guy's 20 years old. His hamstrings shouldn't require this amount of time. And I believe, stronger than ever, that, yes, maybe he hurt his hamstring, but he has been milking it because he wants to get to the end of the year and get the cash.
Do you remember a month and a half ago or whatever, I was yelled at by those because I dared to bring it up, And people were like, well, you know, it doesn't matter because he can't get a new deal until next year. And Greg, you're a, what are you talking about? Like, it's clear to me that he is hanging back and waiting for something. And whether he's trying to, his agent is telling him, hey, hang back, see how bad they are without you. And that positions us better when it comes to the, you know, the negotiation at the end of the year. Like, whatever it is, it's clear, I think, that you're not out for this long with a hamstring. And there was no setback.
If there's no setback, this is a 100% contractually related. I know he can't get a new deal now. I don't know what.
Why don't we hear any whispers, though, about, like, you know, possibly looking into a new deal?
Well,
or...
because they can't whisper
what
about
it. What do you mean?
It,
like, why, the other side is true. Why isn't he practicing if he's had just hurt his hamstring in July?
Oh, hamstrings are funny. I heard mine. They are funny, 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 especially for a guy at his position.
Wait, so you don't think it's odd that his first practice, his first rep in the
That's interesting that you bring that up. Yeah, I mean, that is an interesting point. I get that you're holding
out. Why is the organization having this sent out through Breer?
Well, no, I guess the way I'm looking at it is, yeah, you're showing your value, but you show more value playing than you do sitting out.
But if you trust that you're good, then you get
right.
To
but even if you're good, he didn't play much his rookie year. He only played in what, 4 games?
Okay, let's say he's a free agent and he doesn't get franchised this offseason. He doesn't even play this year. He gets bank this offseason.
Yeah, but he doesn't get as much as if he played. He wouldn't be
but
the highest.
In his mind, he's like, that's fine because the risk is greater. Because if I get injured like I did in my rookie year,
but no one goes into it. He goes into it as I want to be the highest corner to play. He didn't play his rookie year but 4 games. Right. So now when you start to look at where he is, and I get that he's very valuable, and yes, this is adding to his value, but he adds more to his value if he's playing than sitting out.
Yeah. You might believe that, but his agent might be telling him different, you know?
I mean,
and maybe his agent's got info from other teams that he says they'll get you this money next year. Why don't risk it? I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I get the part you're maybe saying that, but. All right. Well, I guess.
I mean, otherwise, why wouldn't you play?
I told you because maybe the hamstring is worse than we thought it was.
But it's the organization would not be. I don't think they'd be saying this if he couldn't play. Do you? Mike Vrabel would allow this messaging outside the building if he thought that he actually was having a serious hamstring issue and couldn't play?
There, somebody is telling what Curtis is saying. Somebody is telling Bert Breer that there was no setback.
Right.
They had said that there was a setback. There was an indication that there was a setback.
Right.
And somebody saying, no, there wasn't a setback. It's just taking a long time for him to recover.
Right, right. But we know what Vrabel said. Right. There's a lot of rats in that building.
Like, how will you feel if tomorrow Courtney has a setback on the allergies and she's not here day number two?
Maybe the allergies are worse than we...
Sign you tab or whatever it is that you take for allergies.
Yeah, whatever you get for your allergies. If she said her head feels like it's ready to blow off...
That's what she said. Her head was going to blow up.
So
I'm literally blow up.
Is
that a sign of the rapture?
I have no idea. All right. Curtis, thank you.
You got it.
Lead from Wiggy, lead from me, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.